Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Embrace Life Media. I'm your host, Tiffany Monique, and tonight we are here with our Trent, or should I say this evening, because normally we're here at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, but we had to adjust the time because sometimes you just have to do that to make things happen. So this evening we're here for our special Transformation Tuesday show, and we don't have this show every Tuesday. We normally attempt to have it at least once a month, so Transformation Tuesday is all about health, wellness, fitness, any kind of fitness or wellness questions you may have. This is the time to call in with your questions. It's kind of ironic, or not ironic, but I think it's great that we have an actress turned to a healthy lifestyle. Can we call her a coach? Because she doesn't go by trainer. So AJ Johnson, those of you may have seen her on Baby Boy. She's been in everything. She has been the original Fly Girl in the Living Color. Can you believe that? I love to see people who have been, like, from back then till now. Like, we had Yo-Yo on the show a few weeks ago, and she was incredible to have on the show. So those of you who are listening, tuned in, if you have any questions, you can give us a call at 347-994-1870. Again, 347-994-1870. Or you can press 1 if you're listening online. Congrats. I mean, welcome to the show. And we have, again, AJ Johnson. Now, she went from being an actress, a Fly Girl. She has an extensive resume. She went to Spelman, got her degree. She's an actress, choreographer, health and wellness coach. I don't want to call her a coach because I know she doesn't go by that. But she inspires and empowers people to who are living at their best to live better through healthy eating and just having a sound mind, body, and spirit. She has been in a different world, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, The Jamie Foxx Show, made appearances on so many different things, House Party. I think we well remember her from Baby Boy. And when my assistant reached out to her and suggested we have her on the show, it only made sense to have her because all I could think about was how beautiful her body was in Baby Boy. So it was like, yeah, because I used to look at her like, well, she's the mother in Baby Boy, but she can also pass as the girlfriend or the sister even because her body was amazing and still is amazing till this day. She looks very, very gorgeous. And it's very important to take care of yourself, your body, mind, and your spirit, because it takes you a long way. She was also Lindsay Lohan's life coach on the docuseries, Lindsay Lohan's docuseries. And I remember we all seeing that on the OWN show. And I didn't even know that she was actually her life coach. So I'm looking forward to getting into that. Today is a great day for me. I finally found the correct memory card for the YouTube station. So make sure you are subscribed to the YouTube at Embrace Life Media. And I am excited to get back to recording. I can't stress that enough. It's kind of how I vent, but I share my truths. And I've been through a lot of sacrifices and gave up a lot of things so that I can be more authentic. I took a break on there, but that doesn't stop all of the important and crucial videos that's already there. So we speak on branding, embracing life, different business tips, because I get that a lot. People have questions about how to jumpstart a business or how did they get started, and that's what I'm here for. So guys, make sure you're subscribed to the YouTube at Embrace Life Media. Also, my Instagram is Miss Tiffany Monique, and that's Tiffany with an I, TiffanyMS. So it's MS Tiffany Monique. And make sure you are joining on Instagram. So without further ado, I believe this is Ms. Johnson, let me let her in. Welcome to Embrace Life Media. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from? Can everyone hear us? Okay. So I'm just going to play the same song and figure out what that issue is. That's what I'm saying. It just isn't going through. Hello, welcome to Embrace Life Media. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from? Frustrating. It really locked me out. I have no idea what that's about. Oh, okay, here we go. Let's see. Welcome to Embrace Life Media. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from? Hello, can you hear me? Let's see. What's going on here? All right, so this is our theme song, Embrace Life. It's by Raquel Simone. She's from Pittsburgh, and that's where I'm from as well. And she did an incredible job with our theme song.
Embrace.
Raquel Simone, she's really doing her thing, so check her out on YouTube. She has a song with Wiz Khalifa. Her mother is actually Wiz Khalifa's hairstylist, so she's always in the mix. She's an awesome songwriter. Raquel Simone is her name, so Google her. Check her out on YouTube. And again, if you have any questions for health and wellness, you can give us a call, 347-994-1870. Now, we have an awesome show tonight. Or this evening, I keep saying tonight, we have moved it up. We're normally here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, 8:30 p.m. We also will be making some adjustments. We're working some things out right now with a show taking place in Nigeria. So I'm really, really looking forward to that. They're 5 hours ahead, so I'm not exactly sure what time that's going to be, but it's going to be taking place next week sometime. And he created the doll in Nigeria, like a Barbie doll, but there was a lack. I don't want to speak too much on it because until he's on the show, that doesn't really count, but I'll still share his story. There was a lack of Barbie dolls that looked like his niece, so he came up with this bright idea and decided to create this doll. And he has three different dolls, three different tribes from Nigeria. All I know is the one is Yoruba because I've been working some things out with Yoruba as well. So Yoruba happens to be one of my favorite words right now, and I'm seeing it everywhere. I know there was an app just recently downloaded for the Yoruba language, and I think it's incredible and remarkable where I see. But anyhow, he named it after that, Yoruba doll. And the dolls are called Dolls of Nigeria. And there's three different dolls. They're ethnic braids and just different looks. The African cloths, I mean, amazing. But the great part about that is it's outselling Barbie in Nigeria. So he's doing really, really amazing, and he's only been doing it for, I believe, 3 short years now, which brings me to a show that we just had with our Motivated Monday show. Angelica Sweetie, she created a natural doll because her three-year-old daughter at the time wanted blonde hair, blue eyes, and, you know, white skin. So she decided to take matters into her own hands as well. She's here in America, and she created an 18-inch doll with beautiful natural hair. You can do all kinds of things, shampoo it, bantu knots, and she's been on the show, and it's called Angelic Dolls. Naturally Perfect Dolls is what they go by. So look them up as well. And they were on Kickstarter. Their goal was to raise $25,000. The first 2 days they hit their goal and then some. They raised about $29,000. And then 8 days later, $54,000. They raised over $80,000 with their Naturally Perfect Angelica doll. They've gotten so much notoriety on different interviews. Russell Simmons reached out. When they came on the show, they said some celebrities reached out to them as well. So you can always listen to that on iTunes, Embrace Life Media. The icon is on iTunes. And I'm just really excited about that. Oh, no. Okay. So it looks like we're having... One thing, I'm excited about that for the Embrace Life brands anyhow. And I love to see people making changes and different moves and, you know, just making it happen. So she took the matters into her own hands, 27 years old, mother of three, and look at the amazingness and look at the beautiful thing that it will do for our culture, our little girls. I know I didn't really have a complex growing up because my mother, she didn't allow me to play with any doll that didn't look like myself. So I didn't have a complexion complex. So I really, really want to suggest to you to do the same. I'll be purchasing a doll. I know she said it'll be available around Christmas. So they're taking pre-orders now for it. So you can also follow them on Instagram. Naturally Perfect Dolls is what they go by. They're bigger on Facebook. They do more on Facebook. Naturally Perfect Dolls on Facebook. Okay, 1 second, and we will be right back with AJ Johnson.
Embrace.
That we had, we played this song over and over and over and over again. It's so catchy and it's so dope. I'm just going to play it one more time, so you just sit back and enjoy.
Embrace your life. You have time to grow. Just live, love, and laugh.
Media. Welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany Monique, and I just want to share some honesty with you guys in building your business. Now, make sure you are subscribed to Embrace Life Media on YouTube, and that I just have to give you the raw and the real. That's the only way that I know how to be, and sometimes it can rub people the wrong way. Sometimes it can be misconstrued. Sometimes, you know, it may turn someone off, and even they may not even follow what it is that we're doing. But all I can do is be me, be honest with myself, work diligently, and know that my heart is pure. We are not the Oprah Show. We are Embrace Life Media. Therefore, our staffing is different. How we book these shows are different. These are all the work of myself and my producer, Kiafa Morgan. She does an awesome job, by the way. I have to give it to her. She actually booked Rico Love last week, and some technical difficulties went wrong with that with our system with Blog Talk Radio. So, you know, you don't want to always say, like, what the issues are. However, I go through all of the steps that I go through so that you guys can be better. And if I'm not open and honest about either our mishaps or mistakes or behind-the-scenes glitches, you won't understand it. I don't know if you are familiar with Murphy's Law, but Murphy's Law is actually whatever can go wrong probably will. And we have experienced that so much. Whatever can go wrong, it probably will go wrong. The thing about that is that's when perseverance and courage and ambition and drive have to overcome all of those things. And one day you'll be able to laugh at everything that has gone wrong. I'm not going to, you know, point any fingers or say, this is what happened, that's what happened. I'm trying to read to you. I'm trying to actually help someone here without really speaking on the issues at hand. This type of thing can be extremely frustrating at times when you have certain things planned and it makes you look a certain way. And, you know, but that happens and that's a part of the game. What you have to understand is you have to keep pushing. You have to keep your head up high. You have to keep going at it every single day, and you're going to make mistakes. Sometimes it's not even going to be your mistake, but you have to take the rap for it, and it can make you look as if it's your mistake. How do you combat that? How do you overcome that? Well, you simply continue to show up. That's all you can do. If I can tell you all of the things that we go through behind the scenes, now we do a remarkable job. I have to give both of us pats on the back for actually, you know, doing this since 2009 and having a lot of notoriety and recognition and celebrities that we've had on the show. I don't even want to just make it about celebrities, but great shows. We've had a lot of entrepreneurs, millionaires, multimillionaires, people that change lives, people on the ground, because that's what this show is based off of, bosses, entrepreneurs, empowerment, inspiration to our peers. To balance some of that negativity out in the world, this is our contribution to the greater good. So AJ Johnson will be calling in a second, but I just want to share something with you guys. How do you overcome the Murphy's Law? Well, you get up and you keep going. It's just like when you're a baby. You get knocked down when you're learning to walk. You crawl, then you walk, and then you run. And then eventually you learn to fly. But that's another story. It's called Leap of Faith and jumping and going for it. So I've had so many bruises and scratches along the way where, you know, just trying to make things come true, losing friends, combating jealousy, you know, and also we've had people who are actually inspired by the movement. So you have to have the yin and the yang. You're going to have the good and the bad. That's the only way you learn is through experience, and that's the only way you will be able to appreciate all of the conditioning you did to get to that finish line. Actually, there's never a finish line because you're always going, and you should always be getting bigger and better and bolder. My schedule, and I have to admit, there was a time when I was up at 5 in the morning. I've been a little drained lately. I have a lot going on. I'm working on a few different projects. But my schedule, it's on my board. I'm up at 5 a.m., and I'm constantly getting at it. This social media thing can sometimes dilute the energy that we bring to the place. And I think that, well, I know, because I don't like to use the word think, but I know that we're getting back to the basics and how things really operate and how they really, really work in the world. And we can be distracted by what we see on there. We absolutely can. And that's why I have my videos on YouTube, to get people together. And it has gotten a lot of people together. I am so excited to record tonight. And I really, I don't want to put this out there. I don't want to say, oh, this is what I'm going to do today, because I've learned, I put my foot in my mouth when I bite off more than I can chew. And although I'm excited a lot and I have so much to share, I'm one person and I can't do it all in a day. But I will be recording tonight. I'm not even going to announce it on Instagram or any social site. I've done that enough, and I've had some malfunctions with my camera. But I believe we have it together now. We have new equipment, new battery, new everything that goes with it to make it function properly. And I'm looking at this little chip. Like, this little chip that I just got a few hours ago is going to change a lot of people's lives for the better. And I get excited about that. But if you guys allow me to be myself, then you'll either, it'll be one or two things. You'll either love me or you'll like me a little bit and you'll learn to love me. So I'm all about winning your ears and your hearts. And that's why we started this show. So we are going to give it another whiff of this song. I'm going to see what's going on. These type of things happen. AJ Johnson's calling in. She just promoted it. I just seen it. I'm not sure what's going on exactly, but we're going to play the theme song one more time, and we will be back with our Transformation Tuesday. Now, who have we had on Transformation Tuesday? I just want to explain that. Of course, that's our wellness show. We've had so many people. I don't know why. All I can think of is Get Body by Jay. Who else? We've had a lot of incredible people to talk about their health and wellness. But Get Body by Jay, she's really doing her thing. Shout out to her every single day. Get Fit Nick was on the show as well. We had Fit Men Cook, and he does amazing with his healthy cooking. Make sure you are following him, Fit Men Cook, Get Body by Jay, Get Fit Nick. We've had, we've had so many people. Just go on the YouTube, on the iTunes, and type in Embrace Life Media, and all of the shows will pop up. We've had different people from all walks of life, because no matter what lane you're in, you all can embrace life, correct? All right, so this is our theme song one more time, and hopefully we will be back with AJ Johnson.
Embrace my
I will not play that song anymore, although I might just play it one more time because I love that theme song. My son sings it. My sister sings it. My friends sing it. We like the song. You like the song. Yes, you did. My son's looking at me like, what? So, yes, welcome to Embrace Life Media. Tonight is, or this evening, is our Transformation Tuesday with AJ Johnson. And for those of you who did not know AJ Johnson, which I'm sure you did, if you've seen anywhere from Baby Boys to In Living Color to Fresh Prince of Bel-Air to Lindsay Lohan to, she's been on all kinds of stuff, A Different World. She's been acting for a long time. She has an extensive resume. Apparently there's some miscommunication in the timing. She has actually promoted the show, but she thought it was later on. So now we're just working that timing out to see if she can actually call right now. So we're getting that together. But in the meantime, that's just what I want to share with you. You can't really take it personal when things don't go how you plan. And one of the things that I even have to work on is admitting to myself that I'm a human being and I'm not perfect. And that's something that I have to work on as well, because I want things to be right, and I'm so anal about things, and I'm so, and at times my assistant can say, relax, it's beyond your control. You know, all you can do is what you can do. But we put in the time, effort, work, and money, by the way, to produce these things. And so we just want it to be right. That's all. And I can be a little hard on myself at times. And here I am telling you to relax when things don't go your way. The best advice that I can give is writing in a journal. I love to write in my journal. It's like a release. It is like a therapy for me. Oh, my baby boy, he got promoted yesterday, fifth grade, and he is going to the sixth grade. So I can't even believe I have a middle school child. Oh, my goodness. It's like it gives me anxiety at the same time, because it's about to be another level of his life. But we're going to embrace that every day. And if you're not doing affirmations with your child on a daily basis, you definitely should. Yori, can you do me a favor? I'm going to put my son on, and I want him to tell you the affirmations that he do on a daily basis. So this is what we put on his board, and this is, like, we change it every week. He's 10 years old, and I want you to say it clearly. And to those who are listening, if you have children, please do something every single day so it builds their esteem, their belief, their self-worth, all of that. And when I had Angelica Sweetie from Naturally Perfect Dolls, she says she does the same thing with her 4-year-old and I believe 7-year-old daughter. So I'm going to put my son on the line really quick. He's kind of, I guess, my co-host in a sense. He just said, come on, Mom, you can do it. So he's seen me stressing behind the scenes, like, what's going on with this show right now? I just want to, like, pull my hair out. And he said, you can do it. And it gave me a sense of calmness. But I'm going to put him on the line really quick so he can share with you his daily affirmations.
So tell him your name.
My name's Yori.
Jabbar. And tell him what your daily affirmations are.
A daily affirmation is, I am worthy just the way I am. I am God's child. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Okay, say it one more time.
I am enough just the way I am. I am worthy. I am God's child. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Awesome. That's my son. I gotta give him some kudos for that. He makes me happy in doing that. But yes, those are some of the things that we work on. Now, I change it, but I like to keep it the same for at least a few weeks so he can remember that, because we all know repetition is the mother of skill. So we have to get that back in order. And he does that every day. I just, you know, I put failing words. You want to share your failing words? Okay, the first three words you just said out of your mouth are failing words. He said, I don't know all of them. Those are failing words. I don't know is a failing word. But anyhow, So I'm not even sure what's going on right now. We are still behind the scenes. But aside from all of that, because those things happen, I'm still here, Miss Tiffany Monique. You can follow me on Instagram. You can also give AJ Johnson a follow at The AJ Zone. She has an organization, The AJ Zone, and she's all about health and wellness and, you know, just producing a healthy life. She just promoted the show. She said everything going on with the show, so I know that, you know, her intentions are well, just the schedule is conflicting somehow. We made the adjustment to have her on at 5:30 p.m. Eastern, and it's to her understanding that she has to be on at 8:30, which I thought we had clarified that and had that taken care of. But, hey, it happens, and maybe we'll have to have her for next week. Who knows? But in the meantime, we're talking about healthy living and having a healthy relationship with your child and building your child up. So my 10-year-old son just told me I can do it. That made it all of the better for me. So whatever just happened with this show, it just made me feel like, you know, my son said I can do it, so I'm going to keep going because I was about to get ticked off, even though it's beyond my control. Do what you can do and let God do the rest. And that's just how it goes. But what I'm about to do now, because I'm going to give them a few more minutes, I am actually about to get myself together for YouTube because that's my love, my passion, my joy. We have people from all over the world sending us messages about encouragement and, you know, leaving abusive relationships or going back to school, what have you, whatever the case may be, all from YouTube. And that keeps me going, man. I don't know a greater feeling than that because that's what I'm here for. I'm here so that you can embrace life with ambition at all costs and all means. And, yeah, that's just where we are at with it. And so with that being said, please make sure you are following on YouTube at Embrace Life Media. You are also following on Instagram. And I'm thinking about getting a Snapchat soon. I'm not sure really what that is, but I'm seeing it spreading, and I want to start having fun with these social sites. A lot of times it can be deceiving because what you see up there oftentimes is not real. But if you learn to sip your tea and mind your business, then you won't have those issues. So again, Miss Tiffany Monique, T-I-F-F-A-N-I, Monique, and we will see you again. We will see you again. So thank you all for tuning in. I don't know what's going on with AJ Johnson. Again, it happens. And what I want you to take away with this show is Murphy's Law. Whatever can go wrong probably will. It probably will go wrong. And the way to overcome that and combat that is by simply showing up again and going harder and still having your plan and still executing as if, you know, just getting knocked down and getting back up. When you learn to walk, you crawl and you get up and you fall and you tumble and you figure out better ways to do it. And then before you know it, you're running. Before you know it, you're riding a bike. Before you know it, you're driving a car. Before you know it, you're in a plane, you know. So with that being said, thank you all for tuning in. I want to say I apologize, but I really don't apologize because you're still tuned in and you still got some nuggets from that, and we will see what's going on with AJ Johnson. So, in the meantime, I'm Tiffany Monique, and we will be here again 8:30 p.m. normally, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Motivated Monday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, Tutorial Tuesday or Transformation Tuesday, 8:30 p.m., and then Wisdom Wednesday, 8:30 p.m. And you can always go to iTunes and download us at Embrace Life Media. Thank you.